now it's time for the Coach's Show with Sterling head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio with your hosts Rob Strauss and Tad Kozineski. And welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss, Tad Kozineski, and also Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. Coach Wiley, thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me.
No
problem. Appreciate it.
First of all, I just want to talk a little bit about your bye week. You guys had 2 weeks off to kind of look back and reflect on the West Effort game tape. What do you think about the whole West Effort game that you've had some time to really look it over?
The biggest thing from the West Effort game that I took from was our kids were tough, and they kept fighting, and they kept playing hard for four quarters, which we preach about all the time, playing for four quarters and moving on, being able to park the last play and moving on to the next play. There's times we're going to get knocked down, but we got to get back up. Fine example was the other night, Q fumbled the ball, they picked it up and returned it back 55 yards for a touchdown. Well, what we always try to educate is you got to be able to channel. One, first of all, you got to be able to park it and move on because you got to play another play. But two, channel your frustrations and put it into a positive play by the next play, you know, and do something well. And then the kid bounced back, and the next opportunity he had a chance to touch the ball, he returned a kickoff, you know, 80-some yards for a touchdown. And to me, that's just showing – to me, it's telling us – it's telling me that our players are growing and developing as young men, not only as football players. But there was a lot of positive things that came out the other night, and there's a lot of things that we, you know, we have to continue to work on. But I liked that our kids fought for four quarters, and it was night and day from a year ago, 56-12 to 35-20, and it was a good, tough, hard-nosed high school football game. And that guys, I was so proud to be a part of.
And you guys were down 14-0 at halftime, and what did you say to the team at halftime in the locker room to kind of get them to turn it around, to make it into what was, I think, a very good game in that second half? I mean, we had them to within 8 points in that fourth quarter. Was there anything that you guys said?
Here's what we talk about. I mean, you just stay on course. I mean, at the end of the day, I thought we were playing really hard. I mean, our defensive philosophy was going in that game, they had to throw the ball to beat us, okay? And they end up throwing a 20-yard completion for a touchdown. Hey, line up, play again. And then the next time they scored to go up 14 on right before half, you know, we had a late hit on the quarterback, which would have been a fourth down, but they moved them closer to goal line, and our kids fought, and then they ended up getting in there. So at the end of the day, it was 14-0 against the defending state champs, and our kids were playing hard. Even on offense, we were doing a better job of being physical, running the ball, our kids executing the game plan, understanding what we were asking them to do, and they went out and they battled. And so we just told them, hey, stay focused. We made a couple adjustments on offense, which I felt that our kids handled. And I thought our offensive coaches did a great job adjusting the second half of what West Effort was doing to us defensively. And our kids just kept playing. And defensively, I thought we did a good job of stopping the run. Now, they hit us on some pass plays, but at the end of the day, that was our game plan. For West Effort to beat us, they had to throw the ball, and which their quarterback, which they had to replace their starting quarterback, and they brought in their backup, who completed a couple of nice passes against us. But overall, I thought our kids were striving in the right direction, being able to do what we asked them to do.
Something impressed me, you're playing the defending champs, and I hate to say the word afraid, but they were afraid to kick off to you. So you got to be very happy. You of the three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, people are afraid of your special teams and your return game. Can you comment on that?
Yeah. Coach Matthews, Sean Matthews, does a great job with our special teams. And that was one of our big emphases this past week, was to really improve our kickoff return team. We replaced a couple guys up front. And, you know, I felt that we worked hard at it throughout the week of practice. And they did an unbelievable job of blocking up front. To me, that's one of the toughest things to do at high school, college, and even NFL, is ask one of those front five guys to run back 10, 15 yards and block somebody who has a 40-yard head sprint. And to me, that is one of the toughest things to do. And I thought our kids did an outstanding job against West Effort of at least getting a helmet on a helmet. That's all we asked for. Get a helmet on a helmet. Do your job. We got 10 guys blocking, 11 guys. And it's our returner's job is to hit the court, believe in your brothers that they're going to do their job. And then you got one guy to miss, and that's the kicker. And I thought our kickoff return team did an outstanding job. I thought Marcus did another great job again, punting the ball for us. I thought our kickoff coverage was pretty good. I saw night and day improvement from the Haddonfield game to the West Effort game in our special teams, and that was a big emphasis. And it's talking about taking pride And a unit. You know, I talked about last week, special teams players got to be special. Well, 2 weeks ago against Haddonfield, we weren't special. We gave up a kickoff return. But it's a credit to our young men and our coaching staff of how we're going to improve. You got to roll up your sleeves, you got to work at it. And that's what we did all last week going into the West Ever game, is working on special teams. And I thought, I know I saw a huge improvement from week three to week four in our special teams.
I think as a fan, we've been quite excited with the fact of defensively, not only the kids in their zones, but they're hitting hard. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you knocked out their featured running back, who was also a heck of a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
That made a big difference in the game. Is it just a philosophy? Is that picked up through practice? How do the kids pick up not only being in their spots, but, I mean, really tackling properly and punishing some of these runners?
Well, Dad, I think it goes back to, I think we're a tough group of young men. And these kids have bought into our philosophy. We're going to coach them hard, and we expect them to be physically tough. And I've seen improvement week in, week out in our tackling skills. I also think defensively, we have a system in, we have a philosophy, and our kids have a better understanding of what we're asking them to do. We don't put a lot on their plate. We do less, but we're trying to get more. And I think that's what's happening, you know, each Friday night, is I think our kids are playing faster. They're a lot more physical because we're doing less. And but that's a credit to our kids and our seniors. I mean, our seniors are tough kids. Like I said before, they've been through a lot here. And the thing I'm proud of more than anything is the development of these young men that you see. And I've been with them for about a year, almost a year and a half now. But you see a huge improvement in them, not only on the football field, but off the football field too. I mean, in the classrooms, in the community. And that's what it's all about. To me, it's all about these guys being ready, prepared for life after starting high school. And it goes back to these kids buying into our philosophy of what we want them to do. But I'm very proud of our defense, of how physical they are, how well they're improving in their tackling. I mean, we're not perfect yet, you know, and that's what we got to continue to work on. But, you know, we got to win a championship here. It's going to start with the defense.
Coach, take us back a little bit to that fourth quarter, down 28-20. Now you're within striking distance here. You're a touchdown and a two-point conversion away from pulling off what would be a huge upset.
Right.
What was the turning point that kind of shifted the momentum back towards West Effort?
Well, at the end of the day, the major turning point was we end up fumbling the ball. But then again, that happens. That's life. You know, you end up having a turnover. A young man, Zaire Gibson, has been doing an unbelievable job the other night in West Effort, pounding the ball, running the ball, doing an excellent job. And unfortunately, hey, as a running back, as a quarterback, you're going to throw interceptions, running backs are going to fumble the ball. But at the end of the day, those things happen. It's just like life. You get knocked down, you got to get back up. And I felt that it was our job as a defensive unit to come back out and stop them, which we didn't. So those are things that we have to always continue to improve on, is sudden change situations. Our defense, no matter where the ball's at, our job is to stop them. And in that situation, it would have been our job to help hold them to a field goal. Because anytime the ball's turned inside your 40-yard line, all you can ask your defense is hold them to a field goal. But I think that was a major turning point there when it was 28-20. I think it was a great environment at Sterling High School. I think our team was excited. I know our fans were excited. At that point in time, you know, a lot of us thinking, hey, we got the ball 28-20. We're moving the ball. Maybe we get ourselves in a situation where we can tie this game up. But there's, you know, you got to go back to the drawing board and learn from these mistakes and continue to work hard. But at the end of the day, why we were in that game is because our kids kept believing and kept fighting for four quarters. And that's all you can ask of student athletes.
The kids' attitude. I want to see you weathered the storm. You just played the team that is favored to win Group 2. And you came out, I'm sure, with the coaching staff, a lot of positive things out of it. Well, how has the kids' attitude been? Because now they've had 2 weeks to kind of hold on to that. How the kids reacted after playing West Effort like that?
You never want to say you want a moral victory, but I felt with our kids that, I mean, you got to reflect back to last year. It was 52-12. It was our first game here. I mean, they physically beat us. The one thing I'm proud of, even though we lost the game 35-20, I feel that Sterling High School physically beat up West Effort. I mean, at the end of the game, we're shaking hands with them. Number three is limping, crying, and I know he left that field knowing he played against a tough group of young men. And that's what I'm proud of. I think our kids realize that they're tough, they're physical, you know, and I think we improved on our mental and our physical mistakes. We eliminated some of our penalties. We're still not there yet, but we're continuing to work on that. But overall, I think our kids know we're going in the right direction. No matter what you do, the kids need evidence. And by evidence of playing the defending runner-ups 2 weeks ago, losing 16-13 on a field goal with a couple seconds ago in the game, a game we should have won, but we didn't. But the kids see that's improvement from a 35-12 victory last year by Haddonfield, and then the West effort improvement. So we're excited. You know, we were excited to have the bye so we can work on some things. And I thought our kids were focused. They worked really hard. And I'm excited about, you know, tonight that we can go out and show people that we're continuing to grow and continue to improve from week 4 to week 5.
Do you think, and you mentioned the handshake just a few moments ago, do you think West Deptford was kind of taken back a little bit by how close the game was given the history that West Deptford, and the dominance that West Deptford has had over Sterling mm-hmm. over the last mm-hmm. almost a full decade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think... especially their players, not their head coach. I mean, the head coach is a great friend of mine. He's a great man, great coach. And he realizes what we're doing here. And he knew it was going to be a good, tough, hard-nosed football game. But maybe not their kids. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But, again, hey, when you're playing somebody and you're beating them 56-0 year in and year out, you know, you feel like you're going to take the field and you got an easy victory. You know, like I felt like – I'm good friends with the old coach at Audubon, and the biggest thing he always said to me was when he took the field on against Sterling, they already knew they won the game. You know, and that's the thing where you're trying to change that culture, because that's the way it's been in this league, is when people wanted to line up against Sterling, they already knew before they stepped on the field that they had a pretty good chance of winning that game. But this is a new team, new era, new beliefs, new philosophy, and the kids are buying into it.
We're going to get off to a quick break right now. When we get back from the break, more from Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Back with more right after this.
Millions of human beings pollute, destroy, and decimate this planet without any regards for what lies in the future. If you care about your planet, then you need to join Karen Environmental Issues Seminar. Karen Environmental Issues Seminar is a six-block activity focusing on current environmental issues going on in our community and globally. This study and reflect on the interaction between humans and the Earth in our community, our region, our nation, and world. Students will be required to view the ways that people live on Earth as individuals as in larger societies. Issues such as population growth, the destruction of natural ecosystems, global warming, and ozone depletion will be looked at as well. They will also look at national, state, and local issues. Students will work beyond the classroom and participate in activities in the field for environmental awareness and conservation ethics among citizens of our communities. This club is looking to make Sterling more environmentally friendly and green, to help the environment around us, and to make people more environmentally aware. So if you are someone who is eager to help the environment and make a change, join Environmental Issues today. For more information, please see Mr. Blumenstein in room 312.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
Well, the thrill of watching sports, keeping stats, broadcasting live events? If so, WSHS Sterling High School Radio is looking for student sports directors. As a student sports director, you will get to learn to keep stats and records, help set up broadcast live events while getting a great view of the game. Students will also record and edit sports promos to be aired on WSHS. For more information, stop by room 402 or contact station manager Rob Strauss at wshs.radio@gmail.com. Sterling High School Radio, the exclusive home for live coverage of Sterling Athletics.
And now back to the Coach's Show with Sterling football head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
All right, Coach, you're in a different role this week. The first 4 weeks, more or less, you're chasing the other teams. Now you're going to come into this game as the team to beat, we'll call it, against a program that is struggling. How tough is it as a coach to go from the best team and your kids are ready to, all right, guys, let's take care of business, let's stay focused, that they're coming out to take us on this time?
All right. Well, I'll let you know the answer to that after this game tonight. All right. But, all right. I'm just teasing. I really think our kids are focused because the biggest thing we harp on, and we're very honest with these kids. I mean, we're on paper, you know, we should be able to win this game tonight. But it's really, it comes back to Sterling High School, not Gateway, Sterling High School. We focused. We understand that we need to improve. The kids do realize, because it's our job as coaches, realize we need to improve on offense. We need to continue to improve on special teams and continue to improve on defense. And that's the thing that's been drilled in their head. Also, it's a flashback from last year. We took on a team from Lindenwall, who we were better than, who was struggling at the same time, same record as Gateway. At the end of the day, we end up winning that game in the last 20 seconds. So trust me, Lindenwall's been brought up 3-4 times a day with me, you know, and they keep reminding. And I think that's very important that these kids, as a coach, you got to make sure these kids don't get big heads and they think they're a little bit better than what they really are. And that's our job, especially when you're playing a team that's their record is not indicating how good they are. And so it's us as coaching staff, us as a senior leading team, that they need to address that and stay focused on what we need to accomplish tonight. And the biggest thing for us is, hey, we're a Sterling team that's coming off two tough losses. So we need to get back on the winning track. We're playing at home for the next 3 weeks. We talk about champions win at home. Okay, you take care of your house. This is where we invest our time, the hard work, sweat, blood, tears, everything we do is here, and we have to protect our house. So the next 3 weeks, we're going to find out how important our house is here at Sterling High School.
You guys talk a lot about the home field advantage and getting a lot of fans back. And we've seen a lot of resurgence of a lot of fans coming back and supporting the team.
It's been great.
Has any of the players mentioned anything? How does that change the atmosphere?
I mean, it's great. I mean, our kids realize there's people up in the stands now. People are screaming, you know, not just only at me as the coach, but they're cheering for our players, which is good. And that's what it's all about. It's about the school. It's about the community. It's about people coming out and supporting these young men that are playing football for Sterling High School. And our turnout's been outstanding. I expect the same thing tonight in the next 2 weeks. We're going to need it. I mean, home field advantage is your crowd, your fans, your student body, everybody there making noise, supporting your kids, pumping them up, being the 12th man at a football game. And that's what it's all about. And we're going to need that the next 3 weeks here.
And you guys have three home games coming up against, obviously, Gateway tonight, Woodbury, and Haddon Heights. Which one of these games should be like the biggest test for you guys? I mean, they're all big games, obviously.
Without a doubt.
You have to go out there and win all the games, but which one have you guys circled at the beginning of the season and said, hey, this is the one that we, you know, really want to focus on here?
Well, like you mentioned already, Rob, is all three games are very, very important. We go one game at a time. We try not to look ahead. But tonight we have to take care of business. We got to play how we're capable in improving, and hopefully we can come out with a win. Next week's game will be an exciting game. Woodbury, it may be a team coming in here 5-1. You know, they play Haddonfield tonight. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday, I believe they play Haddonfield. So that's a team who's a really good football team now, who has a Division I player, a recruit that's going to Alabama. And then you look the following week after that, you got a Haddon Heights team, who's a well-coached team, has a phenomenal offense, has skill all over the place. So to answer your question, I mean, we're going to take one game at a time. We're going to focus on Gateway, and then the next opponent is going to be Woodbury. But all three of these games are very, very important for our future here at Sterling High School.
For fans who might come to the game and watch it on TV later or listen to the radio, let's look at offense and defense for Sterling. Offensively, what are we looking to do offensively in this game?
Offensively, we're looking to run the football. We're trying to establish a toughness. I think our offensive line did an unbelievable job and improved a lot in the West Effort game. I thought they dominated the line of scrimmage, which was night and day from the Haddonfield game. So, once again, there's improvement. That's what we're looking for. I think we have some special backs. We need to be able to have them touch the ball as much as possible. Defensively, Gateway's a spread team. They're going to be looking to run the inside zone, throwing the bubbles, sort of like an Oregon, without the Oregon athletes, if I may say. But that's the Oregon's offense. So hopefully we're going to be able to tackle in space well. And then special teams, you know, we got to make the difference in special teams. So it should be an exciting game tonight. We'll see what happens.
How important is it when you are the favorite in this position to get off to a good start and let the other team know that you're not going to be in this game?
Right. It's very important. It happened last year to us at Lindenwall. Matter of fact, we moved the ball up and down the field, but we turned the ball over and get stopped on fourth down. When you have a team who's not doing so well, if you let them start to, if they you keep them in the ball game, they start believing that they can win the game. So what you want to do, like any other team, but a team who's definitely not doing as well as they, you know, with their record indicates, you want to be able to come out and do some good things on offense and defense so they can't believe.
So a lot of Khalil Howard possibly.
You're going to see a lot tonight. Of Khalil Howard. You're going to see a lot of Zaire Gibson. You're going to see Dwayne Wade. You're going to see Queer Mack. You're going to see all of them running the ball tonight. We've been focusing in our bye week. We practiced 4 days. It was extremely all offense. We didn't work one snap of defense in our bye week. So hopefully you're going to see a huge difference in our offense tonight, and hopefully the hard work this past 2 weeks pays off.
What are some of the things, you know, I know you don't want to get too specific with this, but again, for fans watching, what are some things we have to improve on offensively overall as a team since you work so hard on offense? What are you looking for as a coach?
I'm looking for putting our offense alignment in a better situation than a one-on-one scheme. I'm looking for our running backs to be able to block when we ask them to block and also to be carrying out their assignments of hitting the holes. We also need better quarterback play that we can throw the ball a little bit, and that will open up the run game also. I think our quarterback play has been up and down. There's games that our quarterback's playing really well, and there's games he hasn't played well. So hopefully we're going to put him in better situations to help him. So I think a lot of it has to do with coaching, players, executing the scheme, and the philosophy behind it. There's some wrinkles that we're putting in. There'll be some new things you'll see tonight that hopefully will help the running backs, help the offensive linemen, and also help the quarterback.
Coach, are there any players that you've been working with over the last couple of weeks due to the bye week that may get some playing time that maybe whose name we haven't called a lot up in the booth recently? Or is there somebody that you're thinking about putting in the lineup just to give them a shot? Or
yeah, there's some kids. Golden Stork's been doing a good job of working. He's a sophomore fullback. Been coming to practice, working really hard. He's a kid who may have a shot tonight to get on the field. Julian Blackshear is a kid who's been starting for us as our spur, that we're moving him back to the free safety position, that he's been working hard during the bye week at this position. I think it's going to give him the opportunity to make more plays. He's a good athlete, smart football kid who works really hard, and football's important to him. You know, and some of our guys, you know, our skills are skill, you know, but I would say those two guys, hopefully you'll see a little bit of tonight.
Okay. Well, Coach, best of luck against Gateway tonight. And, again, going forward, Woodbury the following week and then Haddon Heights. And then finally, you guys go back on the road for the first time in almost a month as you guys travel to Overbrook. But first things first, good luck against Gateway tonight.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate everything you do. And please, fans, come out and support us tonight.
All right.
Go Knights.
That'll do it for the Coach's Show. For Tad Kozineski, I'm Rob Strauss. Thanks again to head coach Clint Wiley. Stay tuned for game time action kicking off shortly right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.